The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome in, Hysteria Nation, to another Blurry Hysteria. I'm David Flora. He's Brent Hand. Brent. I'm welcoming myself back.
We got the Yeti here with us as well.
The Yeti.
I was going through stuff in the drawer here at the studio, and I have the Bigfoot, an emergency Bigfoot sound maker. I'm not quite sure what emergency that's for, but I support it.
Oh, did you play a sound?
Oh, you didn't hear it? I was doing it right up to the microphone. I figured you could hear it.
I didn't hear anything.
Here, let's try it again. Hold on. Here we go. Did you
all
hear that?
All I heard was, oh. Brent and I deal with this. There are certain sounds.
You are the only one who can't hear it. I think you're fucking with me all the time. I'd be like, hey,
I can't
hear
the T for two sound, the music. I can hear bigger than the Walmart, so I don't know what the deal is.
Well, that really, the only thing you really need to have in your life.
You know, this thing was so huge. It was, you know, bigger than a Walmart.
And that really sums up most of our trials and tribulations in life. Speaking of troubles and tribulations and trials and blah, blah, blahs. How goes with you and the craziness that is being the big documentary movie star and doing your walks on red carpets and, I don't know, fighting off, the paparazzi, and I'm sure you're dating Lindsay Lohan now or something. I don't know. I don't know how this stuff works.
Yeah, all of that happens, but it's pretty easy because I don't have to deal with much of that. Lindsay and I only sexted.
That makes sense. All. That's probably safer for your body parts anyway. I was watching, there's that new movie Strays. Have you seen the? And last night, Bug, which is Jamie Foxx's character, he's like, you don't want to mess with me. I got rabies. I got scabies. I got whatever disease you get by tongue fucking a dead squirrel. I did that last night. And that made me think of Lindsay Lohan for some reason. And I'm not sure how that makes me feel inside. So
I guess that's not too much of a mental leap.
Speaking of dead squirrels, thank you very much. No, but it's if you guys are looking for a incredibly sad, incredibly funny movie, go watch Strays.
Oh, it's sad?
It's got a happy ending, but it's kind of sad, you know? It's a little, I don't know.
Yeah.
My wife cries at Kleenex commercials, so it's hard to really say. You know, she's over there. Why didn't they buy the ones with...
It's a hard booger to get out.
Their nose wouldn't be so red if they used the ones with the aloe in them. And that's why I love her. Oh, man. So speaking of love, loved ones, dying, death, you've got a story for us. Wow, look at that transition.
This is one of those, like a scary story to tell in the dark kind of real life tales.
Yeah.
And this one I've been holding on to for a while. Forgive me if someone sent it and I've forgotten. We keep updating the list and try to take off the ones we've used, but I've been hanging on to this one for a while. This one from the AP comes from Quito, Ecuador. Woman who knocked on inside of coffin during her wake dies. Now,
I think we went backwards and forwards, and I went cry. Did Marty McFly just fuck his mother? Like, what's going on here?
It's a little weirder than the headline even makes it seem.
Oh, well then.
So
lay it on me.
There
sir.
Was a seven. Do what?
I said. Well then, lay it on me, sir.
Yeah, no, there's this 76-year-old woman had been declared dead in Quito, Ecuador, and everyone was there at her wake, and all of a sudden there's this knocking coming from the coffin, and it turns out she wasn't dead.
Knock three and times on the coffin,
if you want to join your wake. So
four anyways, people got that reference. Thank you very much to all four of you. But yes, thank you.
So they got her out and everybody's like, what the hell? Like the sister was saying, we got to find the doctor who declared her dead. Like there's, you know, something's got to give here.
I think you
and
need to find the woman, devil, I guess, because had, he sent that bitch back. He's like, I ain't dealing with this.
There was a receipt taped to the body. It didn't say exactly how long after that, but I guess the woman had a stroke and then was in ICU for about a week and then sadly passed away for real. And then they buried her again. Or man. Went through with the burial.
You think they got when they're like, she's dead. Yeah, right. Like,
yeah. You know they did.
Fool me once. Shame on. Fool me a second. Fuck.
If you want, thanks, Mr. President. Fool me, you won't get fooled again.
thank you, Mr. Mr. Bush.
Bush too. Yeah. So, anyways, it's one of those wild stories where the headline makes it seem like she woke up in a coffin, then died, and then it was all okay, and they just went through with it. But it was actually, they got her out, and then she died not long after that. What do you think about this when you have a doctor who pronounces someone dead?
Well, thank God that they don't do embalming where she's at.
That's the second part of it. Like you take them to this funeral home, they don't embalm the body.
You know that,
and then go to the wake. Like, is it all on ice?
Career and the studying for it wasn't terrible, but I do hate the screaming when I insert the suction device into the dead body every once in a while.
Do these assholes have stock in Febreze or something? Like, how do you suss that out? There, it's not just the doctor who declared the person dead, you know? Anyways, they took her back to the same funeral home. I guess, you know, they're like, the second time's a charm.
Hopefully they didn't take her back to the same doctor. It's like, funeral home, right. I give it to you. Doctor, maybe.
It said she spent 5 hours inside the coffin at this funeral home. And then, so the sister has, you know, followed up with some kind of formal complaint to identify the doctor, and they say a technical committee has been formed to review the hospital, how it issues death certificates.
Well, we're going to add in the very beginning, check for a pulse. And then there's going to be some changes around here. Earth.
Every doctor equipped with a mirror to hold up to a mouth.
Earth, mostly harmless.
Jeez.
Oh, man. It reminds me, or it makes me think of the Will Ferrell. It's like, I'm not dead yet. I'm just very badly burned.
Yeah.
I think, here, hold on. I think I found it here.
I just barely heard
that. I'm still alive, only very badly burned.
Yeah, and Monty Python before that.
Yeah. So, you know.
Anyways, that's
always check, double check, and recheck.
Yeah, what is it called? Measure twice, bury once.
Thank you. That's where I was headed. that's the gift that keeps on giving. Right. You know, that's a travel tip that'll follow you no matter where you go. That and another one, thanks to Dave Attell, I learned if it feels like more than two fingers, it's probably a dick. That and always check twice before you bury someone are little tips to keep
today's
in your back
lessons.
Pocket.
Yeah.
Oh, well, kids, there's your answer to life. Don't bury prematurely. Or do. I mean, we're not here to tell you.
I'm taking a pill for that problem.
Not your mom. You know, you do what you want to do. All right, we're going to go to break real quick, and we come back. We're pivoting from death to life, and something that scares a lot of people to death. Snake. Well, snake-like. That's coming up after the break on Blurry Hysteria. Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it, so it's very high on pronunciation, too, so you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation, yeah, that's right. But they design it for long-term retention, you know? If you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do, and then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in, and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition, and it hears you. You get to use, like, the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused. Or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and both of us have given the seal of approval because we want to do this long term, and it's something that it works, you know. And we don't do long term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So, all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now, get now. Started. For Larry limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rachete, you're 50% off. Rachete. Redeem it. 50% off, rosettastone.com/today. Do it today.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
David, when you think of NASA and you think of looking for life on other places, like maybe one of Saturn's moons, what is the perfect animalistic design that you would use to do so?
Probably an eel.
I would have went with aardvark, but I'll take eel.
Well, as long as it has two letters that are the same to start the name.
Well, I will tell you this. NASA's developing a snake. Yeah, that was right the first time. Snake-like robot to slither through a Saturn moon in search of life. I love the fact that they're like, what is our goals here? Well, we want to get to Saturn's moon. Check. We want to search for life. Check. We want to terrify the fuck out of it if we find it. Double check. Or triple check. This one comes to us from Tom Pettiest, which is a name that I can truly get behind. Mm-hmm. And it's from, I clipped off of CBS News. So, is there life outside of Earth? Duh, we all know there is. A new snake. I'm having problems saying snake for some reason. Hmm. My wife hates the word because she hates snakes. So I'm not even supposed to say the word. Wow. But then she doesn't even like me saying like danger noodle or nope rope or anything like that. Anyway, a snake-like robot could be the one to find out. The Exobiology Extant Life Surveyor eels, which immediately says it's not really a snake. You're right when you said it. Is developed by NASA's Jet Propulsion and Snake Laboratory for a snake-led mission to ENCLADUS. Enceladus?
Enceladus.
Yeah.
Or Enceladus.
Yeah, one of Saturn's 83 illegitimate children, or moons. It's got an icy surface that's the whitest and most reflective in the solar system. And I don't know how I feel about that. Why's it got to be so white? You know, we got to go there. Anyway, it's believed that there is a liquid ocean on the ice, prompting further investigation into whether life exists within it. Because, as far as we know, that is kind of the qualifier for life, is having liquid water. Now, there might be stuff out there that needs other things. You have to think outside the box, I said. But this eel is a snake-like self-propelled robot made of segments of first-of-a-kind rotating propulsion units that allow it to grip surfaces and move underwater. The hope is that the robot snake will be able to slither its way through vents on the surface and get into the ocean below, or be a really expensive mistake. We're going to figure out that, I guess, if it happens. It's 16 feet long and 220 pounds. And it's going through underwater and ice tests and blah, blah, blah. All this extensive testing, various environments to make sure it's ready for the job. The head of the snake will feature technology that allows eels. The head of the snake will allow the eel to capture the world in 3D and send real-time video to operators. And the body will be able to carry and deploy a science payload that could allow scientists to capture subsurface pressure, electrical conductivity, temperature, and, figure out if there's anything slithering around there. And if it becomes eaten immediately, well, I think we know the answer.
That's pretty good data.
It feels like that's the kind of a place to go to me to find at least life. Doesn't it to you a little bit, these icy moons with water and shit?
Yeah. I mean, the Europa is another big one.
Yeah. Europa Report. There's a
Yeah, remember that documentary? where a group of highly trained American heroes went to scope out this moon and all hell broke loose. I'm just looking up the name of it. It comes from Enceladus, a giant that was an offspring of Gaia and Uranus.
Man, don't you hate it when the Earth
a giant comes out of Uranus.
Mother Earth and Uranus.
Anyways, this is so wild. I get the idea that, you know, something like this, small, squiggly, it gets into hard to reach places and blah blah blah.
Hey,
and
all right. Can oh, get wait, out. No, never mind.
And and that all makes sense. What it does is makes me wonder, okay, well, what's here on this planet that's doing that right now? If we think of doing this for something else like that, what did they think of to send here? You know, maybe all the birds are fucking surveillance devices.
That he's joking that we didn't say that. We're not going to get our checks if you keep talking like that, dude. So keep it down.
Sometimes it slips out.
Your shield check is going to bounce this month. I just want you to remember.
I know.
That.
I'm sorry. It slips out like an eel on a foreign moon.
Anyway, what were we saying? I don't know.
That bridge farm, remember? You know,
oh, that's right. Exploration.
Reptilians run NASA. That's what I heard.
Son of a... Canadian. I can't say it. Anyway, if all goes well, the robot snake called an eel could take ocean world exploration to the next level, which I have to believe is level one because we haven't really used it at all before. And NASA says it will allow deeper exploration to areas that were once unattainable, which seems like step one also. We can't go here. Now we're there. We've immediately conquered all of our plans.
So when is this going to happen? Like after we've all nuked each other?
They're hoping to have last fall underwent testing at the Athabascara Glacier in Canada's Jasper National Park. And the launch date for eels has not been announced, but they're hoping to shoot it out of the sky fall of 2024. So they have a working prototype that has been undergoing testing for a while now.
Sweet.
And it is not nearly as cool looking as you would think. When you go to this page, and if you go to the show notes, you'll see there is a photo of one on there, and it looks kind of badass. It's got like a hook for a tail and all this crazy shit. And then you scroll down, and you see what looks like a whole bunch of tin cans held together. And that's the real one laying on ice with some yellow straps on it. So, you know, don't let a little lameness take away from the fun that is probably finding our eventual doom under the ices of other moons and planets. Ices. Mm-hmm. Yeah, then there you go. Anyway, if you were to be on that team and you went there, what would signify, I guess anything, microbes would be great, but what would you love to find?
What would I love to find?
You know what I mean? Like, wouldn't it be crazy if they're like, there's fish here?
it's entirely possible. There's something, you know, swimming around. I don't know if it would be like Cthulhu or the cephalopod people. I doubt we'd get that far. I don't know. It's entirely possible, but it's probably just a bunch of weird ass fish type things, and that this thing will get eaten immediately.
Yeah, just like uh-oh. Somehow we broke the old treaties and now they're gonna come to kill us. Shit.
The pact is broken. So
I bring word from the space prince.
The old pact will no longer be honored. This would be amazing. Scientifically, it would be probably top three biggest things ever to happen within human science.
So what you're saying is a blurb on page three and not mentioned on most news.
Exactly. That's the thing. And then like I don't know if it would move the needle for any of the dingleberries out there.
A NASA EELS robot, which is a snake-like self-propelled robot, was dropped on one of Saturn's moons. It is truly found that life exists outside of Earth. And also,
but what's Kylie Jenner
is now
doing
dating Kim Kardashian again. And news on that, we're going to reporter in the field, David Flora. Crazy day here on Earth as
shit's fucked. Thank you, David. Now we'll have.
Oh, there you have it, kids. Snake robots and death. But not when you thought it was coming. That's always fun. We'd love to get your ideas and stories for us to cover in the weird news. And you can do that. Email them to us, weird@hysteria51. weird@hysteria51.com. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Meeting adjourned.